Today, we're talking Goku versus Vegeta. Dotto!
Nano!
Key members.
Still getting used to this. This is brand new.
This is crazy, man. We are here. If you haven't tuned in a minute, listen, bro. We're trying to...
Well, literally 1 minute. We only did one episode like this.
Yeah, you're right.
So I mean, it's literally been a minute.
Yeah. But anyways, if you are an audio listener, which by the way, this is available on all audio platforms, you might come over, you might tune into the video side of things. We are talking Goku versus Vegeta. This one's monumental.
Not only is it monumental, this is literally the reason we've delayed
the rewatch
for as long as possible. We wanted, you know, it's Goku versus Vegeta. We wanted to see the big beam clash in
together,
person.
Yeah, in person.
On a nicest setup we've ever had, at least for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Usually I see these over a Discord.
It's not quite the same as how we're doing it today. We're also going to be talking about our favorite, I guess, fights in general. In Dragon Ball,
we're just gonna spitball a few. See if this lives up to the hype. Spoilers. I'm thinking it might. You know, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah.
We do rate the episodes in this, and if you're new to this, we do reactions all the time to Dragon Ball Z, which you can find by becoming a key member by clicking the join button. If you're here on YouTube,
no way.
It's a little bit of a YouTube tax. If you want to save a few bucks, click the link to go to our Patreon, become key members over there. You get bonus content like our reactions, like episodes a week early, and plenty other stuff that has never made it to the public, like this right here.
Hey, how's it going, Patreon? You guys want to watch some bonus content?
I had a game for Christmas, and I felt bad. Like, I didn't, again, I thanked the person in depth for everything, but they gave me like a monster truck game of the DS that I could tell was just shovelware, I think. But this is just how I knew the game was Turbo Assault, because I'm like, I can't even pretend to like absentmindedly play. Like, I can't play this. Like, I can't.
More importantly, Dotto, hot dog or hamburger style?
This music goes insane, dude.
So I'm continuing to watch Picrin, you know, Freerun for those of you that are very uncultured. And anyways, Dotto, it's so good, man. Dotto, that was crazy.
We're back from the highlight reel. I didn't know the production budget went up.
Which
is a little interesting considering we spent so much on the set and a few $1,000 in debt. But honestly, you know, I think if we're going to go all out, we might as well go out.
Do a bit where you look at there and then you look there and have Toasty. Whoa. And then now here I... There you are. What? Oh, man, it's so cool.
No, each cut is $50. So I think we should probably try to use that a little less. I know it's a great tool. I mean, like, I'm hyped to have it, too. We should probably use it a little less because it's so expensive. But, Goku versus Vegeta. This, I will say right off the bat, not the episode I thought it was going to be.
That was a
huge misplay.
So let's save that.
All right. You don't want to reveal the...
I want to go about this in two different ways. What is your favorite Goku versus Vegeta moment? And then we'll answer, what is your favorite fight in the entirety of the series?
Goku versus Vegeta moment of all time?
Yes.
You put me on the spot here. I guess the most iconic for me would have to be the Majin Vegeta.
It could be a team up. I'll let you do team ups as well.
Team up. I can't even think of a time they teamed up other than like when they fuse. They'd be fighting together that often?
There's DBS. Well, there's the movies. There's DBS Broly. There's Kid Buu. There's Janemba.
Kid Buu is kind of a tag team. I feel like they're tagging in and out. You know, on some Wii stuff, you know, when they get together and fight, it's pretty rare. They get in each other's way a little bit. But I would say, I mean, Broly's pretty good. They're more like... I mean, that was actually really good. When they're flying together in sync, I'll give it up on that.
See, you know.
But versus, I feel like the moment I always think of is the Majin Vegeta slap. That was pretty iconic.
Man, dude. I know that's like kind of jumping the gun a little bit because obviously we're...
Just a little bit. Just yeah, a few. 200. It's going to be like 4 years.
You know, if we kept it at one episode a week, if we did rewatch every week from here on out, that really is 4 years from now.
You think exactly?
probably almost on the dot. Hang on, let me look this up. Majin Vegeta versus Goku episode. What number episode do you think it is? A roundabout. I'm gonna say 237.
I'm gonna say 221.
Majin Vegeta.
I'm gonna be right. While you look that up
versus Goku.
I'm just gonna say the episodes, they definitely upped the budget for these. Going in, I just wanna say that right away. They upped the budget insanely. You're nodding your head. Does that have to do with the episode count? Let's see. We're getting a reading here.
Uh-oh. Dude, this was on purpose.
What do you mean?
No way is this real.
Is it just 200 episodes after?
It's 230. It's episode 230. It's exactly 200
years later
from this episode right here today.
So how many weeks are in a year? Like 50?
52. Okay. So if we only rewatched one episode per week, which we'll get. Okay, let's address that really fast. People are like, why are you only doing one a week? It's because these have been easily one a week episodes.
These are easily one a week. I mean, something I just realized is this fight, all things considered, is going to play out pretty quick.
Yes.
We're blazing through it.
It's so interesting when, you know, like, for example, answering this question that we just answered, for me, it's how I remember it. And I presume it won't change. Because, like, the Majin Vegeta versus Goku fight, that's one I've definitely watched multiple times, right? That's not
I've rewatched that.
You know, a lot of these moments that we're doing the rewatch for are, especially for me specifically, actually this. I have not watched this moment in a long time, actually.
I still think like moments like Pierno's or pizza, like that, that's like a fun rewatch moment for me. Like, I'm like, I don't remember.
Well, to be honest, some of these, as I've been on record to say, are maybe not even rewatch moments for me. Some of these are probably like,
these are just fresh.
First ever, you know? Anyways, so like, this is all by recollection, but I don't think there's anything that's going to top. Sorry to answer the question on my side, Majin Vegeta versus Goku. Yeah. Like the choreography, the dub OST, the dub in general is just sick in that fight. I mean, Majin Vegeta is some of the best dub moments, period, in my opinion. Like, straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just like, he knew what he wanted to get out of that role at that moment, and it was just so good.
It was long time payoff. It was a long term project, I think.
So yeah, that would be that for me. What would be your favorite fight?
I've always been really partial, I'm not going to lie. I just, you know, I was doing the English dub thing. We talked about it last podcast. I wanted to compare some scenes. I've always been very partial.
Don't say my answer, man.
What are you going to say? Are you just trying to brain link here? I've always been very partial to Goku first showing up versus the Ginyu Forest.
Oh, okay.
We're
not going to say the same answer, though.
That's always been very... So favorite fight, I wouldn't even pick one. I would just say when he shows up and bodies Raccoon and then... goes with, I guess, Jace and Birder and versus Goku. Okay. That is probably,
I don't even remember fights. That.
Wow. That's pretty good, man. It's the iconic key wave push. Don't remember the iconic key wave push. It's like attack.
You're really putting me on blast, man.
I'm just saying, that's the point of the rewatch, man. That's the point of the rewatch.
It is. I cannot stress that enough. There's so many reasons to this and so many reasons why I want to make sure we record the reactions to it, just because, like, I don't know. Like, it's this is something like super special to me. But I would say, just off memory, and again, maybe this will change. Probably not. But my favorite personal fight is the span of Gohan and Cell.
Oh, I was not. I mean, yeah, there are some pretty good moments in there. Like, even it's been a year at least since I've rewatched it. I don't know what caused it, but there's a moment. I honestly like the Cell Jr. stuff even more than that. Even though it's not really a fight. It's like,
I'm including that.
Okay.
I'm saying like,
just all of Gohan when he gets in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Like, I don't know if you remember this. He rips a bag of Senzu beans out of the Cell Jr.'s hand. That's pretty crazy.
I feel like I do remember that. Yeah.
He swipes that shit insanely quick.
I think we've talked about this, and this goes against what we're doing here with this podcast. I'm just not a rewatch person.
Now, we have talked about this a lot. Huh?
And so for me, like, I will rewatch like the highlight moments, but I have never, ever rewatched Z.
Actually, that's a good point, because I say I'm not a rewatch guy, but I am a sucker for when YouTube recommends me random scenes. Like, yes. On YouTube, if you get like an I'm a Vegeta clip, I don't know if you know that guy's channel, like, he'll just post random Vegeta clips.
I don't know.
Maybe. Just any random, when Slow Plays was doing his...
Oh, yeah. Clips. Yeah, man, dude, those clips were... those were sick because like they were such YouTube titles that and thumbnails that work so well. And every day I'd click on them, especially like those because they're like 16 seconds long. Why would I not click?
I wonder what bro.
What is Trunks doing?
One of his. It was always Trunks. It was. Why is this hair animation so smooth? It's the
dude. You know, we talked about this when we did one of our tier lists, and I've always wondered about this from a channel that does a lot of like gacha related things. You know, so like characters are the selling point. Trunks is hype, but Trunks does not do very good views.
You're not you don't think Trunks gets views?
He just does okay views.
I think he's definitely you know what I was just thinking about the other day is like, and that's crazy considering he is like he was in the series for a long time. Like he was the
for the person that's just supposed to sort of like come back and be like, hey, I'm warning you guys about these androids. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Bro spent more time in this timeline than his own, which I don't blame him for. Like not really a lot to do in his old timeline. His mom was probably pretty lonely.
What do you think Mai was up to while he was gone?
I think she was just surviving. I think she was just shooting, trying, hopefully less attempts on Goku Black's life. I guess that wouldn't be happening. Do you think they fought against the androids?
These are two different timelines, aren't they?
Is that how it worked?
Aren't they?
I don't think so. I think it's future Trunks' timeline, and then that's what he...
Nah, I think they're different. Are they not different?
I think you're very wrong. Yes, because the whole plot point is that he like kills Boo, but then Goku Black fucks him up, and then that's when he got to come back part two.
Hang on.
No way, bro. You thought that was just a different Trunks?
Are Z future Trunks?
Oh no.
And Super?
Oh no.
They're going to take our Dragon Ball cards away.
Are they?
They're going to take our Dragon Ball cards away, Nano. You should have told me this before we started a podcast together, bro.
I definitely thought that was different.
You thought that was a different future Trunks?
I thought it was in a different timeline, yeah.
Oh, no. Is that why you thought his hair was blue?
No. Not because of that. No. I thought, like, maybe I'm going to get caught up in a dub-related thing here.
Okay.
But I thought that it was...
doing this.
Like... Yes, it was still future Trunks, but I thought we were like working with like parallel timelines or something. Do you see what I'm saying?
It is a different timeline. Is that what you're asking? Like,
yes.
Z and future Trunks are different timelines.
Yes.
That's all you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, I think our Dragon Ball cards are safe because that's true.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes. Okay, I thought you meant there was Dragon Ball Z, future Trunks, and then Super Future Trunks.
No.
Okay. You really saved yourself here. Your Dragon Ball card was on the line.
No. Like, I thought that they were supposed to be, like if we were in the Loki section, like, we're seeing, like, they would be like this.
Yes, yes. So they're separate. They.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Okay. All right. You're safe.
You started worrying me.
Because you were worrying me, bro. You were like, wait, I thought Super Trunks and Future Trunks were different.
I also wanted to bring something up. Really fast, because I was listening to a podcast.
Uh-huh.
And here lately, and I'm not going to name it because I don't want to do that. But here lately, they've been saying some like heinous shit about things I really like. And I'm like, is this how people feel when we are like, we like the dub a lot and we like the Americanized version of Z? This is probably how people feel. Like, I'm surprised people still listen to us because I shut that shit off earlier because I was like, no.
What would they say? Or just give me an example.
Okay, so, all right.
I just want to see what caused this hatred that you closed the channel.
So let's say, do you like Gears?
Yeah, let's say I like Gears.
Okay. You like Gears,
okay.
Right?
All right, I like Gears.
I would say that was a staple of the 360 era.
Okay.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
And then there's Halo.
Yeah.
And...
Where is he going with this?
We'll say Forza. Okay.
Threw that one in there. Snuck in.
What does Xbox really have, man?
It was just a generation.
I'm trying to make an analogy here. Anyways, they're basically pretending as if Gears did nothing.
Okay.
And Gears wasn't important to the history of Xbox.
Okay.
Which I think would be pretty blasphemous.
All right. Blasphemous.
I'm just like...
No, I get
now,
you.
Now I would say Gears' relevancy is definitely teetering, right?
Well, like, nowadays, yeah. But so is Halo in this analogy. Yeah, so.
What does Xbox have right now, man?
Besides they just have Game Pass.
Besides well, Game Pass.
Well, I don't know. You weren't allowed to like protect the bubble shield. Any conversation can end with, except for everything. So Game Pass, bro.
Game Pass is one thing.
Cloud streaming.
Take away PS Plus. What do I got? Oh, guess what? A shit ton of games.
What do you got, bro? Last of Us 2?
That's a four-year-old game.
Horizon. That,
but hey, okay. Do you like roguelikes, though?
Sometimes. Play a build of Bellatro now and then.
The roguelike in Last of Us 2 is sick.
There's a roguelike?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you like Last of Us gameplay?
I do. Well, ever since I canceled the multiplayer, I've been thinking about petitioning.
We should load it up and we should see how far you can get.
In Last of Us 2 roguelike?
Yeah.
Probably to the end of the game. Would you be impressed? One shot?
If we put you on a bit of a more intense difficulty, no prep time.
Mm-hmm.
No prep time.
Well, where's the prep time? What do I do in prep time?
I'm making a Batman slash Batman me, but like I don't let you play at all before you just dive in. We put you on like a semi hard difficulty. If you make it to the end, yeah, I'd be beyond impressed.
All right, I could do that.
I want to record this now.
You think people will watch that?
It's not that long. Like you either die or you get through it. It's not like
I thought it was like the whole campaign, but like random.
No, because you're meant. You'll see.
That's cooler.
We're gonna do it now. Okay. You'll see.
Okay. All right. Interesting bonus content coming up.
Anyways, just imagine the entire time they're just neglecting Gears of War. It's just like it just was pissing me off. So now I can imagine. I'm like, let me put this into key moments terms. Is like it's people listening, and we really are just like not. Not to say we're not giving the sub its flowers and the original whatever its flowers, because it's definitely not as extreme as what they were doing in their podcast. But like, I definitely could see where it'd be annoying with how much we love the Americanized version.
Well, I definitely did it to Yajirobe. They got me for that.
Shit. Yeah, you did do it to him. The two Yajirobe fans.
There was a lot more than that.
These guys clearly did watch Dragon Ball. Because he does so much heavy lifting in Dragon Ball.
Bro, Yajirobe sucks. And to this day, he sucks, bro. I can't even respect him.
He shows up?
He does show up. Not in this episode. Well, yes, in this episode. He does show up. And I didn't like him in this one either. He's thankfully, he's a much smaller part of this episode. So the episode was a lot better for that.
They were really smart. I guess you want to dive in?
What do you remember? What do you remember? Start on Yajirobe. What do you remember Yajirobe? Let's get to him first.
He just backs away.
Yeah, that was good stuff. He just is watching.
They were more tasteful with the cutaways in this.
They were. They did a better job. Although they are more pointless. They're more tasteful, but they're more pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Again, shout out to our reactions to the key members. But you did point out that now they you those are your favorite or wait did you point that out
them
being
know.
Them being your favorite characters and but they can't, I mean, even, they're they just can't even see it
they're
anymore
great characters even if I didn't point it out
one thing that was impressive about that particular segment I just want kind of want to talk about this and then we can move to the actual meat. One thing that was impressive that caught both of us I think off guard a little bit was the fact that again we're talking about episode 30 of Dragon Ball Z Goku v Vegeta. Bulma has a scouter that, of course, Bulma has done her crazy high IQ and intelligence to convert that she can like just use. And she's able to track and see their power levels from, 1,000 miles away.
It's ridiculous. Miles so away. Far. It's, I mean, Bulma, best character in the show. Scouters, I don't think, I mean, they work like that, yeah, but she's like using it as a TV replacement, basically.
Do you think that? It's in like this world, the Earth is flat.
In our world or the Dragon Ball world? Because my answer is going to change. And my answer is different to both.
In our world.
In our world?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In the Dragon Ball world?
No. No shot. That makes no sense. It's a fictional world. Why would it be real by being flat? That doesn't make sense.
And they have shown it being round.
Yeah.
Actually. Well, I'm asking because, like, again, I don't know statistically how far away they are, but presumably there's enough that there's some curvature to the Earth. So, like,
here we go with this mumbo jumbo science, bro. Go ahead.
So she's looking out off of Kami's island, Roshi's Island.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's in there in Kami House looking out, and you're telling me that she can pinpoint these two large power levels that far away. I don't know, man.
I think that's pretty believable. I mean, that is more believable than the curvature or whatever you're saying. But just like the power, like she should be able to sense them. Whether or not she could get a clear enough picture that she's like, this is for sure happening. Like, she probably shouldn't be able to get it. Whatever number she has should be way off of what's actually going on.
So, okay.
At least that's how scouters work in my head, Ken. Is like, they're going to be, you can get a reading, like strong power that way. But as you get closer, it should bump up in power.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So I did see a couple comments that, like, I didn't really think about it this way. And they were kind of like taking some jabs at our intelligence.
Okay. Fair play.
Because Kaioken times, so we're talking about like Kaioken times like 2, 3, 4 and all of that. And what would his power level be? And they're like, well, you can tell that they're Dragon Ball fans because times 2 Kaioken would just be times 2 his power level. But like, I wanted to clarify, and I think we talked about it in that pod. We weren't sure if it was a one-to-one thing. Like if Goku's power level was 8,000, right? 8,000. Yeah. And you did Kaioken times 2, then would that be 16,000? Because when you add Kaioken on top of his base, that should be some skewed. And then times 2 should be some more. But is the times 2 a full base power level times 2? Or is it times 2 on top of whatever the Kaioken is giving him?
One of the most important questions in America today. I do agree. Like, because then, honestly, the technique becomes more and more impressive the higher you go. So it might be. I mean, it could be. Didn't we crunch the numbers and it would make sense?
Well, the people in the comment section were saying it would just be like if he was at 8,000 base and he's a Kaioken times 4, he'd just have 32,000.
Okay.
But I just wanted to clarify, yes, we can clearly 8 times 4. We can do that. But
I can't.
What?
I can't.
Okay.
Not without a calculator.
Yeah, dude, what? 16 times 2?
33?
Okay, bro. But like, I wanted to just point out the fact that the reason why we were saying we didn't know is because like I just didn't know if that's how it would work. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, the way you put it, I think as a kid I thought it was like Kaioken was doubling on itself, like Kaioken times 4, which I guess it would make more sense to just double his base. I thought it was Kaioken times 2. He's at 8. Let's say he's at 8,000. Kaioken times 3 would be Kaioken on top of 8, so times 3 would be 16.
Yes, but the way this person, a couple of people were applying, is that would be 24,000.
I'm lost now in the numbers, bro. I'm not even gonna
because 8,000 times 2 is 16,000.
What was the original number? 6,000?
8,000.
Okay, 8,000.
So then times 3 would be 24,000. But my thing was always just like, what is Kaioken adding? Because like, if he's an 8,000 base, then what does Kaioken add? You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? And so like to me, let's hypothetical, and we can stop talking about numbers. But hypothetical, let's say let's say Kaioken adds like a 4K power level. Let's say he's like Kaioken times 1, just Kaioken, he's like 12,000. Then to me, in my head canon, I thought like times 2 would be like adding another 4, times 3 would be adding another 4, times 4 would be adding another 4, right? Okay. It's not just like timesing his entire power level.
That's how I thought it worked.
I got it. So I thought it was whatever Kaioken is adding, and then it's timesing that and adding that on top of his base.
Yeah, I always thought of it as just a straight double. So 8,000, 16,000.
Well, then what does Kaioken do without being times 2, times 3, times 4? What does Kaioken add?
Double your normal, I guess. That's why.
So then that would be 16,000.
Yeah.
So times 2 would be 24,000.
Yeah, that's how I thought it worked, and that's why I was like, this guy is a fucking menace.
Times 3 would be 32,000, times 4 would be 40,000.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this guy's a menace, because he just has the ability to kill.
That's not the way this person's math worked, though.
They might be right. I'm just saying that as a kid, I thought it was literally just a doubling every time. Like, times 4 was insane.
Again, I've not looked into like any power scalers. That's never been my... forte.
I've been too busy with the what ifs.
I'm super deep right now into writing mine. Like, what if Goku was locked in a room with
with a math professor? I think you pitched me,
Paul.
Paul, just locked in a room with Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Have you seen Paul's card?
Oh, no, I haven't. I thought you were talking about Paul from the end of like the Jimmy Neutron stuff.
No, I'm sorry. I can't think of his last name right now. Damn it.
Allen?
Paul Allen.
Paul Allen.
Paul
Allen. Welcome to the American Psycho. I almost forgot the name of the movie. I was like,
it is leaving me. I'm not seeing it. Maybe get a little late.
Anyway, Yajirobe was great in this role. No, he wasn't. He actually sucked. He just showed up. He was just another spectator.
Yajirobe's business card.
I don't want to. It's not going to be an eggshell white.
Ah, damn it. You took it from me. soft eggshell white.
The gold. You know what else we see in this episode? Alcoholism. We see Launch again.
Oh my gosh, Launch is back.
And she was out, like, it looked bad for a second. Like, she was at a bar.
Man, dude.
And it ends up being this scene is just used to show the strength of Goku and Vegeta charging up. That was this episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was just making sure. But yeah, it's just like, she is out of it. She is knocked out cold.
Man, so I said that in... I guess this is the last of the filler of the episode. The rest is just purely Goku versus Vegeta. That was a nice change of pace for me personally.
I liked it, yeah.
I liked the scenery, the bar scenery. I liked getting to see Peter.
he did look a lot like Pilaf.
And then, wait.
Piorno.
So you can't.
Was that not Tao Pai Pai?
What?
The character in the bar. There was some character in the bar that looked like the guy from the adoption agency.
Yeah, but you can't say Pilaf. That's a whole other character.
That was his name.
Pilaf?
Yeah. We're having a lot of disagreements on this episode.
Anyway. Seeing her in that setting was really cool. I guess because of the cutaways lately have literally only been Yajirobe yapping.
Horrible. That one's the worst.
And the gang over at Roshi's house. That's been it.
That one's pretty bad. Where would you rate the three? I'm putting Yajirobe, gang.
Launch is on top. Gang.
Yeah. The cutaway tier list.
Yajirobe.
The cutaway. We should do a filler tier list for what kind of filler. The top filler is always going to be charge up scenes, yapping between the fight. All stuff like that. All stuff that involves not taking the camera away. But the Launch and the bar stuff was fine. It's just they made her look out of it. She was gone. He even said, the guy at the bar was like, this is going to be your 10th. Do you have money for this? He did not care that she was clearly drinking herself to death.
Dude, he's about to rob her.
He was. He tried to make a move for that.
The power levels got too much.
That's when they were showing it like her hand was shaking out. I was like, oh my God, what are we watching?
Yeah.
But no, it was the power levels causing the earth to shake. So good for her that she recovered from the alcohol pretty quickly after that. But the guy did try to make a move for
a moment like that will definitely sober you up.
You think so? You think, we talked about your antics in the bonus episode. We don't need to get into all of it, but would that have sobered you up? Would you have remembered that?
I don't know if I'm being honest.
I don't think you would. I think it just would have been another moment. Like,
whoa,
you probably would have walked towards the light. You'd probably be a little bit like, oh my God, energy beam. Oh,
whoa,
I need to see that.
What does the power level say about the scouter?
you need to be careful. We've seen what those scouters do when it's time to come to glaze a character, bro. But that, you know,
man. All right, so now Goku versus Vegeta.
It starts off, we do get the iconic
cinema.
Yes, the things we do get are cinema. Pretty good. Pose, I will say. They go back to that rock schematic, like Goku on lower rock, Vegeta on higher rock.
They love that.
They return to that like every four minutes.
They really like the shot underneath Vegeta.
They do. It makes him look imposing. And with his stature, I mean, it's like...
I mean, he looks cool. So like, I can't complain.
He does. There were a few shots in this where I was like, okay, I see the Vegeta hairline jokes. Like when they pan too far back.
There were some pretty crazy hairline moments. Yeah, that part was something for sure.
Bro's hairline has been fighting for its life since he was 10.
All right, so I did skip a few little moments here that we typically do. So this is titled Goku versus Vegeta.
Really?
The Japanese, they did shorten it for us. The Japanese title is A Hot Unbounded Battle, Goku versus Vegeta. This is the 24th episode of the Vegeta Saga in the Uncut Dragon Ball Z series. It first aired in Japan on December 13th of 89.
That's pretty long ago.
That's so nuts, man. That's 35 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That is 35 years ago.
Hey, but for back then, this might as well have been like this. This would have been like a movie quality.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's movie quality today, basically. Its original American air date was August 3rd of 2005.
Yeah, we got it way later.
Because again, fun fact, they didn't worry about Saiyan Saga until way after they got done with Buu Saga, right? Because they just let the Ocean Dub be the Saiyan Saga over here.
Yeah, they were like, all right.
Because it repeated itself and repeated itself and repeated itself. So I said, I guess they thought, well, we'll worry about that later. And this is the 30th episode of Dragon Ball Z in the uncut version of it. So anyways, sorry. Just wanted to put that clear. I always like to add that, you know, just to truly. Oh, this is called the Gizzard. Is that how you say that?
Huh? What like the setting?
Yeah. Gizzard?
It's probably Gizzard.
Gizzard.
One zero two.
Gizzard Wasteland.
Oh, yeah. I will say one great part of the episode is they did the speed right. I just see an ad for a horse jockey. One great part of the episode is they did the speed really well. Yeah, I would say that's Gizzard. When Goku is like, all right, Vegeta, let's go. First of all, Vegeta agrees very quickly.
Dude, the scene of them flying to the wasteland.
That's how he should have looked. When we complained about Snake Way and how slow he was, that's how he should have looked. He took off like a bolt, like,
man. Yeah, but like you got to think too. There's a big difference between like, man, I got to go down the Snake Way to train and do all this versus like, man, I get to fight someone strong, you know, like
that's what I'm saying though. Like leaving Snake Way.
Oh,
and they showed it like he just jumped off and then he was like, wee, you know, real slow.
Dude, but the sequence of them flying.
That was awesome.
Was so sick.
I did think it was weird that he took a huge U-turn. He was like he clearly had no idea where you ever been like he was scouting his yeah, you know? I just think that's awkward because he definitely says, Vegeta, I know a place where we can fight.
Oh yeah.
And then he definitely was like,
aren't you ever a little confident, you know? You're like,
it's happened to me before for sure,
you know. And then you got to go there and you're like, well,
how long do you think Vegeta would have gave him to have like that awkward like I thought that there's a city there, I didn't know, I don't know this area too well.
I feel like for a good fight, Vegeta's down to wait a while.
I mean, he did wait for Goku. He probably gives him a good 20 minutes.
So I think he would probably, I mean, he'd probably wait as long as he needed to. It'd have to get like comedically long.
Yeah. Do you think, let me ask you this question. Another what if idea, I guess. This one's probably been done. But was Goku turning down, because Vegeta offers him a job, Nappa's spot. Goku turns it down because the dental's not, like his healthcare plan wasn't too good. I want to see a what if on that.
Well, yeah. What if Goku accepts the position?
Yeah. I'm not sure how you would write that into his character.
But. You know, I hate to talk too far in the future, but it is always so interesting right now in this Saiyan saga. And again, it'd be bad storytelling to be like, we'd be the strongest in the universe, Kakarot, except for the Ginyu Force and Frieza and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it would be bad storytelling, but it is so interesting hearing him say that when he knows damn well Frieza could show up and just go.
It works. It works for Vegeta though, because he's a cocky idiot.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Like he's like, well, yeah, but we're going to like overpower those guys.
I'm bringing all this up though, by the way, because you said I wonder what the what if would be. I mean, the what if would be that. He says that we'd be the strongest universe, and they have to report back to HQ, and there's Frieza in his first form at like 50x them, you know, or something.
Yeah, I think I would be pissed if I was Goku. That's just false advertising.
Yeah.
Like he's like, all right, let's go rule the universe. Oh, we have to stop by my manager's office.
Dude, wait, that would actually be pretty funny because like in the what if, he tells Goku they'd be the strongest universe, so when they get there, Goku's just ready to like beat ass. He's ready to fight everyone.
Yeah.
Goes up and like punches Frieza at like an 8,000. You look a lot
like that Bardock fellow.
That'd be crazy.
I don't think Vegeta would let that. I mean, I don't think Frieza would let that fly.
Man.
Bardock kind of pushed it a little bit.
This what if has to exist.
I'm almost sure it does. I feel like what if Goku accepted? I feel like a lot of the Goku and Vegeta stuff is tried ground.
Man, what if Sparking Zero doesn't have what ifs? Would that make you sad?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's like a necessary thing, but like,
Some of the what ifs they could do now was super.
You know what they cool. You know what they could really milk that for? Some DLC. I feel like people would buy what if DLC.
Dude, I'm so interested as to what their model is going to be.
They're going to have to figure something out. DLC characters are probably a shoe-in.
Oh, I mean, definitely. I'm just interested in what will be base and what won't.
I want to see what the... Well, yeah, that one's going to... I think that one's going to piss people off because...
Oh, dude, there's no winning right
what's
now.
What's that claw girl's name?
Kakunsa.
Kakunsa being in? That's going to piss people off. If somebody else is not in...
I guess I don't get that, though, because there's so many random little shits in Budokai Tenkaichi 3 that, like, it's what does it matter?
It's the same as, like, Xenoverse 2, though, adding, like... Did you Videl see they added 18. Videl mom?
Yeah, in 18. Yeah.
Like, I was just laughing at but, that. But I was laughing at that because it's cool, right? Like, you got to add in who you got to add in. But now that you've added her in, like, I can't defend you as a customer from, like, other people being like, what about my favorite character that was on screen for 3 minutes? Like, now they have a point. Like, I can't argue with them. They got a point. Like, that character threw a punch.
What would you do if that was Fighters?
I would be happy and I would play it, but I would still, but then I would be more pissed when they were just like, no more DLC. This is the one you added? Why? Beast Gohan threw a punch, a kick.
Man. Yeah. Can you believe it's been 3 years since Gogeta?
In the game?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I can feel it.
Oh, you can?
Wait, from Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta? I feel like I just aged 3 years. Anyway, two components of Gogeta. What did you think of the... you liked the camera work. You wanted to do a...
Oh, we didn't do that.
You wanted to do the bit where we just look and they do a great cut. What's the highest Kaioken Goku goes in this?
Two.
Two. I liked it. I felt it was pretty good, but Vegeta is still like beating his ass. Honestly, I thought it was more even than that at two. Like Goku basically just gets sneak attacks. That's about it. Man.
No, he does go three.
Three. Because three is like...
Because King Kai told him not to go past two.
Yeah, and he didn't listen. We break a little bit of the rules around here. We break a little bit of the rules. He did not care.
Man, dude. It's just like... This episode, this entire little bit is just such a defining moment for so many people. Kaioken, like seeing like a true power up like that. And
you even said in our reaction, this was the most Z episode we've seen so far. This easy. Is the start of Z, basically.
Easy. Well, that's not fair to say, but yes, easy. But I mean, also, it is kind of fair to say.
It is the...
This is definitely the penultimate moment that I think defines the rest of the series.
I mean, Vegeta's charge up sequence lasts like what? 7 minutes?
They did the cutaway in the middle of it, didn't they?
Yeah, they do the... That's when the...
Yeah, that's the...
Launch's whole thing is Vegeta's thing. And then
I'm going to start pulling out like a notepad. I mean, like taking notes while we're watching.
Vegeta charges up. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard. It's like that was... Vegeta charges up. 7 minutes later, we probably have some new notes to take. But yeah, we might need to... Honestly, especially if we go on doing this late, like, I can feel my thoughts slipping away, bro. Like, that's starting all to merge. Like, Vegeta, Goku, future Trunks. We talked about future Trunks at one point. King Kai. Gregory was in this episode. Kind of taking a backseat. You know, lot to say. A lot of characters to cover.
I feel like there's going to be more to talk about in the next episode because...
This one's mostly set up.
It was pretty sick, though, when he did start to lose his gi, because he got barely glazed by the ki blast.
Yeah.
And it causes half of his gi. I made a joke. I'm like, he's going to... Then he actually does do that.
He does. And it looks sick.
And so it felt like this was... All right. So the next episode is called A Saiyan Size Secret. So because... And of course, we're able to see that because of the menu. So we don't know 100%. And we were wrong here. So I was really convinced Goku v. Vegeta, this was going to be the episode with the beam clash. And then as we got closer and closer and closer to the end, it made sense that this wasn't going to be that. But it really, really felt like this was going to be the beam clash episode. But it sets it up perfectly for it to be the beam clash episode. Next episode, on next week's episode of Key Moments, which I'm very excited about. But there was really... I mean, I feel like there's nothing more to really like
the only
hone
thing
in on. Is
there's
there?
One more thing I wanted to touch on because I think they do it. I don't know if Vegeta's moment was this time, but the power up sequence with Kaioken was different than how I remembered it. He hits the pose and everything, but he does it like how a Pokemon would evolve.
Like he becomes in like a cocoon of white. What'd you think about that effect? I thought it was interesting.
Oh, it looks sick. We also got a tiny little rainbow effect as well.
Yeah, it was like a little rainbow glow, and then it just, well, it didn't really shoot off. It just kind of faded away. If it shot away, that would have been nuts.
I'm wondering, like genuinely wondering, if this is a gotcha thing or if Dokkan of Legends took the rainbow effect from that.
Maybe. I think it just looks cool. I think it just looks powerful. It's like, damn, he's shiny.
I mean, dude, yeah, I'm telling you that rainbow does something like it clicks some endorphins in my head or something. Dude. I'm just like, boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop. Hey, nice. But that was honestly this whole episode. This whole episode, again, was just a very Z setup. A lot of Z filler, a lot of charging, screaming. Oh, my gosh. He's strong.
Why do you call that filler, though?
Because it is. I mean, it is. It's just good filler. It's just like just staring at it. But it like accentuates the scene, you know?
Yeah, I've never really considered that filler.
I mean, when it goes on for long enough.
I guess it is.
You ever watched a One Piece episode?
No.
You're healthier for it. but One Piece is the master of not doing filler, but doing... The reason I bring up One Piece, even One Piece fans will agree with me. One Piece doesn't do filler, I don't think. Not all the time. But they do the Dragon Ball style of filler. Like, the pacing is very slow. It's like... Luffy, and he's like, hey, it's like, damn, why the fuck did he say it so slow? Because they're just buying time. That's what some of the charging up can feel like. But again, it's good.
That was my like one big complaint. Like I've heard plenty of people have their complaints with Kakarot. That was my one big complaint about Kakarot. And I do think they fixed it a little bit in the DLC, but in the base game, the conversations between people are like, say something to me, say just like, hey now,
how's it going?
It's going good, man.
Okay. Why'd you wait so long to reply there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You're kind of scaring me, bro. I don't really know.
Yeah. So like that's how the conversations would flow in Kakarot. So that's, but like in an anime, that's like a game. Maybe it's a programming thing they messed up on or something. I don't know. But in an anime where like,
it's just charging up, it's screaming. It's like a lot of running. It's like anything before the impact. Sometimes they do it through the impact too, but I think when it's the impact, it makes more sense, or like charging stuff like that. I feel like it's going to get a lot worse than just this though. I feel like the worst it got was Vegeta. The sky took a little while to blacken. He was going yellow. It took its sweet time.
Now, Dotto.
Yep.
There's an important thing that we have to do here.
Oh, what's that? Is it time to get into a bit of the extras?
We have to rate the episode.
Oh, I can give a little bit of trivia.
Oh, you're right.
Thank you, Nando, because there's some good trivia in here. Really quick, before we go into the trivia. The final shot is the times three Kaioken, like we said. The art kicks up. It looks really good. It looks really good. We get that going into the beam clash. You just wait and see, Nando. You just wait and see. Anyway, let me go ahead and get this. All trivia, of course, is sourced directly from the wiki. Thank you, guys. We get some interesting trivia here. The one I really wanted to call out, Nando, is thanks to the... I mean, of course, it's going to come to the filler. This might not be in Japanese, but in this episode, Master Roshi calls Vegeta his name before he even knows it, which I didn't notice, but I did hear, because he definitely says like he's fighting Vegeta. Bro, how does he know?
Dude, fun fact. Let's see if it'll say it there. Sean still says Kaioken. Vegeta says Kaioken.
Yeah, they use both. I thought it was fine. I think he just misheard him.
Okay,
next trivia that they wrote down here. Nano, did you write this one? In both the Ocean dub and Funimation dub of this episode, Vegeta offers Goku to join with him, telling him they'd rule the universe. Yet Vegeta is perfectly aware of Frieza's existence and superiority in battle. Possible explanation is that Vegeta was planning to use the Namekian Dragon Balls. That's true. He already did have that plan before. He was on his way to Namek, so that might have been his move. Yeah, they don't. And apparently in Japan, they do not even have that. Oh, no way. This might be the first ever time that this has happened. One trivia piece. Exactly 200 episodes later, Goku and Vegeta had their second fight. We looked that up and discovered that trivia before we got here.
That's crazy.
We could have wrote that down. The stances Goku and Vegeta take when they're about to fight are reused by Gohan and Super Buu in Majin Buu Transforms. I feel like I remember that. Gohan hitting the pose. I don't remember Super Buu doing that.
I remember Super Buu.
But Gohan, I do remember, and that's about all the... oh, wait. Vegeta saying he's encountered a technique similar to Kaioken is a product of the English dubs. Did he say that in the version we watched? I don't remember that either, but...
I swear we just watched this episode, by the way.
We did. We did. And it might not show, but again, granted, it was just... Which, this is going to sound crazy because I'm going to rate this, you know, spoiler alert, pretty highly for an episode that we both seem to be struggling with. But it was just a lot of fighting.
I think the other thing too is I've noticed when these episodes are a lot of actual action, it's a lot harder to recap and really talk about.
Well, yeah, because honestly, we're mostly just sitting watching them fight. Yeah. Although sometimes when the combinations are good enough, because in this episode, it was a lot of like anime fighting, you know, saving money fighting, like the same punch over and over again, but like fast.
But it was so good though.
It was. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's not a lot of combos.
Just looked so good. Everything about this episode was so good, Dotto.
It also didn't help that it was mostly even until Vegeta started throwing.
I just
like
realized we can't
Mario Fire Blast.
We can't do what we usually do.
I know. I thought about this earlier. We should have gotten like whiteboards.
I have whiteboards. We can't right now.
Yeah. But we don't have markers.
I have markers.
Okay, but we can't get them right now because they're in the other room.
Oh, wait, we can just
do our phone. But what are we going to do? Just like, is there like an open notebook? Open notebook?
Yeah, your notes app, dude.
Open notes app? Oh, great. I don't have an app called notebook. God damn it. Open notes app? All right, this should only take a second. Just hold on. We're going to write this down. I do only have 7%.
I'm ready. Oh, yeah, I didn't get you a charger. My bad.
No, it's all good. Okay, I kind of drew this number weird, but who's going first? I guess we both didn't have to write it down.
No, just show me, and I'll show you mine.
Okay, at the same time?
Okay, yeah, we did that.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Whoa!
I did it.
What?
I really enjoyed this episode.
On this?
Yes. Are you the dinosaur person saying that to me? By the way, I'm giving my first ever 10.
That is crazy, bro, because that is unreal.
And Dotto gave this episode a...
9, but I thought 9 was glazing a little bit. But nah, this episode was sick. It was pretty sick.
This episode was sick. I think that this is... man, dude. I hate to...
Wow, what are you going to give the next episode? An 11?
Hey, man.
A 10 Kaioken? We could make that a rating.
I will definitely say... I think we're in for a long haul when we get done with the next few episodes.
You mean like multi-pods? Like multi-episodes?
Dude, I think that we might be seeing some ones and twos soon. I hope I'm wrong, though.
Oh, I think so, too. I think we're on the verge of
so
it.
So I'm trying to ride this high, bro. So you're trying to enjoy it. If I want to give Goku versus Vegeta...
Hey.
Episode 30 and 10.
Hey, you're not going to get any flack
from
me.
There's no way you're giving me shit about that.
You're not
going to
give any flack from me, man. I've seen
when you gave dinosaurs, episode 10.
And it was funny. And it was an oasis, okay, in the desert. And that's how I've described it. That's how I'm going to keep describing it.
Y'all are so, y'all are like, can he stop talking about the dinosaurs? No, I
please,
can't.
Please. The abuse can't go on any longer.
My first ever 10 took 30 episodes, but I gave it today.
Hey.
It was a good one to give it on.
Goku versus Vegeta gets a 10 in Nano's books. I think the title is going to look real good next to it.
I think that, yes, that as well. I think that I don't see myself giving a 10 past the next maybe one or two episodes again for a long time.
Okay. You think it's going to be like bloated, like 10? Do you think that's going to continue throughout the series?
I could see like maybe two more 10s before we're out of Saiyan Saga. Maybe. And then not another 10 until like Vegeta v.
Zarbon?
Zarbon or something, maybe. I don't know if I remembered that. I do like that. I don't remember liking that, though, 10, though. What do you, hey, let's make a...
Make a bet on Zarbon?
Let's make a bet.
I like Zarbon.
I think, well, I guess this isn't fair because I can control it. But I think my next 10 is either that or Raccoon.
I think my next 10 will probably be... Outside of the Saiyan Saga?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a wild bet here. You know when Krillin and Gohan like jumped to Doria?
Oh, yeah.
If that episode has not a lot of filler, that might be mine. Because that was a sick episode, both for lore and for action.
We're going into the Wild West for me. Like, I think I don't remember Saiyan Saga. Dude. Pre-Ginyu Force, I don't remember jack shit about Namek.
is gonna get
how long? How long is it? Is it like 20 episodes?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
10, 5?
Really worried about is what happens. I'm worried about how long it's going to take us to get to Namek. Like, I don't know if it's one episode or.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
I remember taking an episode in Kai, so I'm a little worried we might.
Dude, if Kai took an episode, then.
That's what I remember.
We're going to be like, today, guys, we're reacting until we get to Namek.
I don't want to do that.
Guys, it's been 10 episodes and we just got to Namek.
The most episodes I'm watching in one pot is 2. I will not be watching 7 episodes because even if it forces us to. When do they drive? It's before Namek, right? If it's
drive?
Like the driving episode.
With Postboy Piccolo?
Oh, it's not going to be before Namek. That wouldn't make much sense. He's dead.
Yeah, that's like 100 plus, Dotto.
What? What?
Hang on. All right.
Why the fuck were people hyping us up? We're not going to get there until we're fucking 75. I'm not going to care about that. I'm going to have fucking bingo at 7, dude. I can't fucking be watching Dragon Ball
what
Z.
What is the driving episode of Dragon?
You can't spoil it.
Why can't I?
All right, go ahead, spoil it.
Just so we know.
Spoil it. He's always been a bit of a loose cannon on the podcast.
It's called Goku's Ordeal.
Is Key Moments going to get to this episode? I thought it was like super early.
Can you guess? Take a guess. I'll tell you hot, higher or lower. Higher.
Higher than 75? We're on episode 30.
80. Higher.
100?
Higher.
120?
Higher.
140?
Lower.
Oh, thank God. 127.
Lower.
126.
Lower.
123.
Higher.
124.
Higher.
126.
You already said that.
25.
There you go.
125?
We're almost 100 episodes away from the driving episode.
Holy fuck. When does that even happen? Like when they're waiting for the androids.
Yep.
Damn, that period of time is going to fucking suck for us.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Holy there he is, dude. Postboy. Oh, went away. But Postboy, let's go.
God damn.
That fit goes so crazy, man.
It is a good look for him. Sadly, we won't get to see it.
Man, what is a good look for you guys is by becoming key members by clicking down below in the description. Or if you're on YouTube and you want to click the join button, you want to pay that little bit of extra to have the convenience of just watching all of it here on YouTube, you can do that as well. That's Dotto. I'm Nano.
I'm Dotto.
And I can hear the chime, Dotto.
Wow, that's still good music.
It is.
You know, they make good music.
It is. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you all in the next one.
Bye.